parents of Alfie Evans are preparing to return to the Court of Appeal this afternoon.
It's part of a bid to take their seriously ill toddler to Italy at the invitation of the Pope for further treatment. They want the 23-month-old's life support care to resume after it was stopped on Monday. Now, as far as we know, Alfie is still alive. He has a serious degenerative neurological condition, which is damaging his brain. They've already lost his parents' legal fights at various levels. Courts have either refused to intervene or have sided with doctors who say it's right that his life support treatment does stop. Well, let's get the perspective of a Christian who has medical knowledge. Joining us on the line now is Peter Saunders. He's chief executive of the Christian Medical Fellowship. Peter, good afternoon to you. First of all, it's worth saying, isn't it, a court case of this nature and length, I mean, nearly 6 months now, this is very unusual, isn't it?
It's incredibly unusual, and almost always in these cases, and there's often disagreement between doctors and relatives about treatment, but these things are almost always resolved with good discussion and time, and it's very rare that any of these cases would ever come to court. And when they do come to court, they're usually resolved reasonably quickly. The fact is there have been so many appeals with this one, which means that it's come again and again and again. And I think the fact that it's been under the international media spotlight with a lot of social media interest has helped to generate that as well.
And what are some of the main considerations that the judges sitting on this case are having to weigh up and consider?
Well, I think what a lot of people don't understand is that under British law, the rights of parents are not absolute. Now, every parent wants the best for their child, but the Children's Act makes it clear that when a child is at risk of harm, the state can and should intervene. So then it becomes a question of what the child's best interests are. And if that can't be resolved in a discussion between the doctors and the parents, then it will inevitably go to court and a judge will make that decision.
This case has perhaps been an example of how the issue of who makes the final decision can be a real source of contention.
Absolutely. And I think there are going to be very strong emotions on both sides, and there's been inevitably criticism on both sides as well, and then everyone gets involved with their opinion. These cases are very difficult. Alfie is a lad, as you said, he's got an incurable and undiagnosed progressive brain damage, which eventually is going to kill him. So any treatment that he has is only going to be supportive at very best. I think there's a big difference ethically between actively ending someone's life on one hand and withdrawing and withholding treatment on the other. And withdrawing and withholding treatment can be wrong, but it could also be good medicine if the burden of the treatment outweighs any benefit it confers. And when death is imminent and inevitable, you know, sometimes the treatment can be worse than the disease, and that was really what the judge determined in earlier cases, and why they said that the treatment should be withdrawn. Having said that, when curative treatment stops or is not possible, care must continue. And so this is why, even though the ventilator was stopped on Monday night, Alfie's still receiving basic care, including food and fluids, oxygen, symptom relief, and the most important of all, you know, the love of his parents and those around him.
To what extent do you think it's important that we do, I suppose, get informed on this case and perhaps not rush with in throwing our opinion out there before we've fully had a chance to understand? Because I suppose that's the danger, isn't it? We sometimes rush to judgment without fully understanding just how complex this case really is.
Well, the medical issues themselves are incredibly complex, which is why you get doctors in different parts of the world giving, you know, different opinions about what should be done. And then, of course, you've got the question of who has the final say. And I think everybody in this case, to all intents and purposes, is trying to do what they believe is best. Certainly the parents are, the medical staff looking after him are as well, and it's just unfortunate that it has come into this, to court and been so divisive and difficult to resolve.
Finally, Peter, how would you encourage our listeners to be praying about this case?
Well, there's a final court judgment this afternoon, and I guess to pray first of all for these judges to have the wisdom of Solomon, to pray for little Elfie and his parents. This is a precious child made in the image of God. Pray that for the doctors looking after him, that the best care will be available, and pray that we'll learn lessons from this case that will prevent these sort of things happening in the future.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much for joining us on the News Hour today. You heard there from Peter Saunders at the Christian Medical Fellowship.